Jesus in the Digital Age, a theology of social media, the digital altar, idolatry in the search for identity. In the quiet hours as we scroll, a silent transaction occurs. We offer our photos, our thoughts, our carefully curated lives, and in return, we seek a fleeting sense of validation, a like, a share, a follow. This is not just a casual exchange, it's a form of worship. The Apostle Paul warns against idolatry, not just the worship of statues, but the act of placing anything in the position of God as the ultimate source of our identity and worth. Social media creates a fertile ground for modern idolatry. It conditions us to seek our self-worth in the feedback of an algorithm and the approval of strangers. The digital self we meticulously construct becomes a false god, promising affirmation that ultimately rings hollow. Our true identity, according to the Christian faith, is found not in followers, but in our status as a child of God, fearfully and wonderfully made. When our value is tied to a post's performance, we are trading our divine inheritance for a mess of digital pottage. The comparison trap, envy's new playground. Social media is a highlight reel, not a documentary. We see the perfect vacations, the effortless glow-ups, the thriving businesses, and the seemingly flawless families. What we don't see are the arguments, the anxieties, the failures, and the mundane struggles that make up real life. This curated reality becomes a powerful fuel for comparison and envy. The spiritual danger here is profound. The Bible calls us to be content with what we have and to rejoice with those who rejoice. But how can we genuinely celebrate a friend's success when a quick scroll reveals dozens of other people we feel are ahead of us? Social media can steal our joy, turn gratitude into discontent, and make us resent the very people we claim to care about. It's a digital battlefield where the fight against covetousness is a daily war. The disembodied faith, trading community for connection. The Christian faith is fundamentally incarnational. God didn't send a text message. He became flesh and blood in Jesus Christ. Our faith is meant to be lived in physical community with real people who can see our tears, hear our laughter, and hold us accountable. We are a body, not a network. Social media, however, can create a Gnostic-like split, where our online self is the one that gets all the attention, while our real-life relationships wither. We can feel connected to thousands of people we've never met, all while isolating ourselves from the church down the street. True Christian community isn't about following a hashtag. It's about sharing a meal, serving together, and bearing one another's burdens in person. The church is a physical organism, and our digital habits often lead us to amputate ourselves from it, one swipe at a time. Jesus in the digital age is a topic we must all analyze if we are to remain faithful to Christ's principles. When pastors become celebrities, in the digital age, a pastor's reach can extend far beyond their local pulpit. This has given rise to the celebrity pastor culture, where charismatic individuals amass massive followings, and faith is consumed like entertainment. While their reach can be a positive tool for evangelism, it also presents a significant theological risk. This trend can subtly shift the focus from the local, covenanted body of believers to a consumeristic model of faith. We can follow a dozen different preachers, picking and choosing our spiritual guidance without ever submitting to the accountability of a local church. The biblical model of church leadership and community requires that pastors know their flock intimately, not just broadcast to a faceless audience from a distance. Faith becomes a performance to watch, rather than a life to live in community, and this can make the experience a less personal one. Prioritize gathering with a local church community, rather than just watching online services from afar. The teachings of well-known pastors can be a wonderful supplement to your faith, but they should not replace the personal, face-to-face connection found within a committed church family. The flood of temptation, adult content, and the soul's battle. The most pervasive and spiritually destructive of these influences is adult content, particularly pornography. The internet has made it an ever-present temptation, often just a few clicks away, even unintentionally. For the Christian, this is more than a behavioral problem. It is a battle for the soul. Pornography fundamentally distorts God's design for sexuality as a sacred act within the covenant of marriage. It commodifies and objectifies human beings, reducing them from image bearers of God to objects for consumption. This runs contrary to the Christian call to honor the body as a temple of the Holy Spirit. The ready availability of such content can lead to a host of spiritual and psychological consequences. Desensitization. Habitual exposure can deaden one's conscience and moral compass, making it harder to discern right from wrong. Addiction. The brain's reward system can become rewired, leading to a compulsive pursuit of pleasure that can damage real-world relationships and spiritual vitality. Distorted view of self and others. It can fuel body image issues, lead to unrealistic expectations in relationships, and create a sense of isolation and shame, all of which are antithetical to a life of freedom in Christ. The digital echo chamber, misinformation and online radicalization beyond adult content. The internet is a breeding ground for other spiritual threats, including misinformation, conspiracy theories, and online radicalization. Algorithms are designed to show us what we already agree with, creating echo chambers that reinforce our existing beliefs and make us resistant to outside perspectives. This can lead Christians down dangerous paths, misinformation and fake news. As followers of Jesus, we are called to be people of truth, reflecting the God who is truth, John 14:6. Yet, Christians are just as susceptible as anyone to sharing sensationalized or false information. This not only erodes our credibility, but also sows seeds of distrust and division within the body of Christ and the wider world. Hate and radicalization. The internet can also be a tool for radicalizing individuals by exposing them to extreme political or social ideologies that are antithetical to the Christian call to love our neighbors. It can fuel a spirit of hatred and hostility towards those with different beliefs, transforming a faith based on grace and reconciliation into one of judgment and condemnation. For some, online forums become a space to justify violence or hatred in the name of a distorted Christian nationalism, a direct perversion of the gospel. Because of this constant exposure, digital discipleship is not optional. It is essential. It requires a renewed commitment to prayer, biblical discernment, and a return to the wisdom of the local, embodied church community as the primary source of truth, accountability, and love in an increasingly chaotic digital world.